It's the Best Country, Minnesota 93 with TJ in studio, joined by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care this morning. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
We want to talk about case management with Freedom Home Care. I know that this is something, I feel like to me anyway, something that's relatively new for you guys. I know it's a couple years, I believe, you guys have been into it now that you've added this to the Freedom Home Care menu, so to speak. But kind of a cool story to go along with the case management and what that means and how it affects people that you guys deal with.
Yeah, I love this story because, you know, I think when we say case management, not everybody really grasps what that means for them. So just to kind of illustrate a little bit, I have a story about one of our clients. But we started this case management program just over a year ago where we have licensed social workers and registered nurses that are acting in that case management role for folks. And, you know, it's really crucial when somebody does not have a support system close by to have that person as an advocate for them. But this is just a nice little example of how that can work for somebody. So we have a client that signed up for services shortly after her husband had passed away, and she was in an independent assisted living building, and she just really was kind of worried. She had talked to us about some services, but hadn't got everything all set up just yet. And in the meantime, she ended up having a health scare. And so she calls 911 and she's thinking to herself, okay, well now what? So she calls the hotline,
sure,
the after hours number for Freedom Home Care. And she gets connected with one of our social workers who's on call, and she says, I'm not afraid to die. I just don't want to die alone. So she kind of tells the social worker the situation. Social worker meets her at the assisted living as the ambulance is driving up and says, hi, I'm so-and-so. I'll meet you at the hospital. You're not going to be alone. So the social worker stays through the night because this is, you know, 2 a.m.
Sure.
Stays through the night with this client. Calls the daughter, lets her know what's going on, communicates with hospital staff and that, but really is just there for her at a very scary time. And then shortly after, you know, we get everything all set to go for services. But the cool thing is that this person, it's so hard for me not to say her name,
yeah,
I just want to talk about her personally.
Right.
But she saw the value of that service. And then when the time came, she really got to understand just how important that could be for her. And she has great kids that are very involved, but all three of them aren't close by.
Okay.
And so now, you know, things have settled down with her health, and it was actually a heart attack that caused her to be in the hospital that day and for overnight and all of that. But now she's able to continue on with services. She has that emergency contact in case something like this comes up again. But she also has somebody she can just call if she needs anything. Can you help me line up my doctor's appointments? Can you go to my doctor's appointments with me? You know, because she has some memory concerns. And so it's really great to have somebody there that can remind her, okay, this is what we're talking about with the doctor. This is what happened. Communicate with her children and just kind of make her have that peace of mind, and her kids have the peace of mind,
right,
that there's somebody close by. If something comes up, she's taken care of.
That's a great story,
yeah,
because you don't often get the actual person saying, you know, this is what I need. I'm coming to you for this. It's usually,
yes,
the family members. And so not only for that person to know that there's somebody here with Freedom Home Care right in town that can help at any hour of the day,
mm-hmm,
those family members that aren't close have real great peace of mind and have to feel a ton better knowing that mom or whoever that is to them in their family is on board with it without having to have that difficult conversation.
And honestly, you know, the funny thing about the story was too, is that mom is the one that made the phone call,
yeah,
knowing she needed the services. And at first the kids were like, oh, does she really need that? And then this emergency situation came up and they said, thank goodness,
right,
that somebody was there for her. So that it's just a really great illustration. And she says, this person says too, she's like, well, it's the best money I've ever spent.
Nice.
And the nice thing about the case management, I can tell when I get excited, right, TJ, because,
right,
I talk faster.
Yep.
But the nice thing about case management too is that you really just pay for what you need. You know, there's that on-call emergency service that it's a monthly fee for that peace of mind. But otherwise, you're just paying when you need that case manager's assistance, when they're going to the appointment, when they're running an errand for you, when they're coming in and doing that wellness check. So it's an as-needed service.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, if we need to learn a little bit more then and would like to inquire about that or any of the other services available, what's the best way for us to get the info?
So give us a call at 387-4663 or 387-HOME. Check out our website, freedomhomecarellc.com, or just stop by our office. We're in the Old National Bank building on the corner of Main and 2nd, and we'd love to have you just pop in and ask some questions.
All right, Christine Nessler with me today from Freedom Home Care. Thanks a lot, Christine.
Thank you.